And this poem here, this next poem is contrapuntal and stichomythic, which are, I didn't know that till somebody told me. Basically, when y'all buy the book, that's a plug. No. There's this poem is split down the middle. There's a caesura that goes straight down the middle. And then on one side of the poem, there's one voice in italics. And then on the other side of the poem, there's another voice. So this poem reads down one side in Lomax's voice. And it also reads down the other side in Leadbelly's voice. And then it reads across in a combination of the two voices. Okay? The other thing about this poem is that Lomax's part of the poem is taken directly from a letter that he wrote to his wife in 1934, when Lomax and Leadbelly had this professor, you know, a college professor who's actually kind of a hustler in a way. He really was. I mean, I don't say that in a negative way, but in entirely negative way. And Leadbelly was a hustler too. This college professor, you know, who was touring around with his brother who'd been out of just got out of prison. It kind of had their disagreement from time to time. So Lomax's part. I am disturbed and distressed at his beginning to show off in his songs and talk, when his money value is to be natural and sincere as he was while in prison. Of course, as this tendency grows, he will lose his charm and become only an ordinary, low ordinary Harlem nigga. Leadbelly. This man messing with my music. Preaching how a songster gotta be pure, like he got a deed to folkways. The way blues sweats out a man, like prayer set free from smothering in a solitary cell. Fact is, this two-time jailbird loser, he ain't about to lose nerve too, and become only an old-timey, busted-out, countrified nigger. Then reading across. I am disturbed and distressed at this man messing with my music. His beginning to show off, preaching how a songster gotta be pure. In his songs and talk, like he got a deed to folkways. When his money value is the way blues sweats out a man. To be like prayer, natural and sincere, set free from smothering as he was while in prison in a solitary cell. Of course, fact is, as this tendency grows, this two-time jailbird loser, he will lose his charm. He ain't bout to lose nerve, too. And become only an ordinary, old-timey, low-ordinary, busted-out, Harlem, countrified nigger.